faint recording is from the opening for Smilin' Ed's Buster Brown Gang, a hugely popular Saturday morning children's radio show hosted by a former prizefighter turned radio announcer, Ed McConnell, which began on NBC in 1944 and ran until 1953. While it was on the radio, another version of the show was already on that new medium, television, and it would continue there until 1958, becoming Andy's Gang, when Smilin' Ed passed away in 1954, and the network enlisted the help of that perennial, jovial sidekick, Andy Devine, to take over the duties as host, introducing the cast of puppets and actors who regularly appeared on the show. There was Midnight the Cat, whose voice was provided by June Foray, who later did Rocky's voice in the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons. And there was Old Grandy the Piano, the poet Algernon Archibald Percival Shortfellow, Ganga the Elephant Boy, and the real star of the show, the trickster, Froggy the Gremlin. Froggy was introduced with a puff of smoke and the phrase, "Pluck your magic twanger, Froggy!" No one really knew what a magic twanger was, but as a kid who religiously listened to the show, I can attest to the fact that he, and not Buster Brown, was the character we all waited for. Because Froggy had a unique, powerful gift. He could totally confuse adults, and he did so on nearly every show. The radio and television shows owed their inspiration to the Buster Brown comic strip, written by Richard Fenton Outcult. The comic began running this month in 1902 in the New York Herald. It featured a flaxen-haired boy dressed in a Little Lord Fauntleroy suit with his trusty dog, Tige, a talking, grinning, philosophical pit bull, is always getting into trouble, like the time he pours his mother's expensive perfume on Tige's mangy fur. Buster always gets caught and receives very corporal punishment, and he always ends his adventures with his own resolutions. Not necessarily to change his ways, but, as he says in one of the strips, to be good until I get Ma under control. In your dreams, Buster. Within a few years, the comic had become so popular that Outcult had a major licensing phenomenon on his hands. There were Buster Brown clothes and candies, cards and socks, soaps and chocolates, bread and cameras. And, of course, there were Buster Brown shoes and Mary Janes that were named after Buster's girlfriend, and they're still being made today. Some things just don't seem to wear out.